Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, especially when our good friend Ruth King is with us. She's one of the smartest minds that I know in the world of small business. She's the CEO and the founder of ProfitabilityChannel.com, which is an outstanding internet television website, and they do a wonderful job over there. She's also the author of a number of books, including The Ugly Truth About Managing People, and she's our good friend Ruth King. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Ruth, what do you think is the most important element for a small business owner to be focusing on right now, especially in terms of their personal attitude towards the marketplace these days? What do you think?
Well, it's all about attitude. I sat about 2 weeks ago in a room. I was invited to go and observe this particular speaker, and he was speaking and had some products for the mortgage industry. And as you and I both know, the mortgage industry has been decimated.
In the tank.
And so there's probably 75 people in this room, and he's talking about, 40% of the market's down, 60% of the agents and the brokers are no longer there, and, going down and down and down and down. And then he asked the question, how many of you are having a better year in 2008, despite all of this, than you had in 2007?
Mm-hmm.
Probably six or seven hands went up, and I'm thinking, okay, 10% of the 10% of this room is having a better year than they did the year before.
Right.
And he was saying, okay, what's going on here? Are you 10% or better? And it was all about attitude. They realized the market had changed, and instead of fighting the market, they found a way to work with the market.
That's right. Now, if you're a mortgage broker, these weren't mortgage brokers, were they?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'm impressed. Because there are some industries that have such structural issues that it's really, really tough for those guys.
It is. And the interesting thing that I found is they found ways to work in the new way the industry is working rather than fighting it and
right.
saying, oh, woe is me. Oh, I can't do this anymore. My business is going to be down. All this stuff. They actually turn their attitude around and say, okay, it may be tough out here. However, I'm going to find a work with this. I'm going to find out what I can do and find the people I can do it with rather than complain.
Well, it reminds me what's going on a little bit in the mortgage industry now reminds me a little bit about what happened to travel agents.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Until about the mid-1990s, late 1990s, they made their living selling tickets and doing hotels and
sure.
cars for business people. And they did some vacation stuff, but that was kind of – but their bread and butter was just day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, it was the
day-to-day business.
They made on tickets.
Over about an 18-month period, that business went away.
That's right.
It dissolved. It went to nothing. Every time a kiosk was opened in an airport, and every time a website got better, an airline website got better, a travel agent went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, there are still plenty of travel agents. They just do business a different way, don't they?
Exactly. I mean, the market's changed all the time. I mean, those are two really good things of changing. But, if you think about, hula hoops, for example, that was a fad type thing. But microwave ovens.
I actually remember hula hoops.
So do I.
Ruth, you do not. You do not.
I do so. I had one.
But, our good friend Joel Barker, who was just on Friday, would call these things, some of the things we're talking about, paradigm shifts.
Mm-hmm.
When the internet made the bread and butter business for travel agents obsolete, when it made it null and void, basically, that was a paradigm shift for them. And they and when every what he says what he said in his book The Business of Paradigms, he said when things like that happen, when a paradigm shifts, he says, everything goes back to zero.
Yeah.
And if you're so invested in the old way, then you can't deal with anything else. You're a dinosaur waiting to become extinct. You're history.
And the thing is that a lot of people get very complacent. You know, we have the change or die situation that whoever wrote that book, I can't remember. But if you don't change, and I didn't
write it, but I should have.
Yeah.
should have too.
Yeah. Well, look at what Jim Collins says in Good to Great. He says the good companies stay good because they won't take the risks that are necessary when the paradigms change, and then when they do change, they get in trouble.
Let me tell you the best story I know about all this. About 3 years ago, I was doing one of my annual gigs with the SBA, helping them celebrate Small Business Week. And the number one small business person in the country was a guy from Meadville, Ohio. And guess what kind of a business he was in? He was in the foundry business.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, no industry has been hit harder than the foundry business. And it basically almost doesn't exist anymore in the United States. But guess what? He and a couple of other guys worked for the original founder of the foundry in the 20th century, but the guy that had founded this company could not get his head around the 21st century marketplace, and so basically he was literally putting the key in the door to lock it up and walk away, and you know, lay off all the employees and everything. These two or three guys bought the company from him. Because they were younger, they had a little more energy. Maybe he was just tired. He didn't want to fight the 21st century. So guess what? They went from literally the business was closing up, it was history, to turning it around and becoming the number one small business in the country over about a 5-year period because of their attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were able to look at the 21st century. As it should be looked at, as where we are and where we're going, not the enemy.
That's right. Agreed. I mean, that's really it. You could listen to all the negative media, put your head under a blanket, and say, "Call me when it gets out," or you can find a way to work with the market as it exists and do good.
Yep, absolutely. Give us the website, Ruth.
It's www.profitabilitychannel.com.
Profitabilitychannel.com. Check it out, folks. It's a good one. Lots of important stuff there. Going to take a quick break. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. And I know what you're thinking. This is Strawberry Alarm Clock to take us out.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's fuzz, wagon, flutter your mind. In the sense of top of men.
After the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame. Welcome back. It's a little ZZ Top bringing us back. Ruth King is our guest. She's the CEO and the founder of ProfitabilityChannel.com. I encourage you to check it out when you get a chance. My websites, by the way, are SmallBusinessAdvocate.com and AskJim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, and the second one is our knowledge base, AskJim.biz.biz. Check it out. Using Beer Advantage. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Ruth and I are talking about attitude. I love what Henry Ford is supposed to have said about this. Actually, I've got a couple of quotes. Henry Ford and Mary Kay Ash. Henry Ford, Ruth, said, if you think you can,
you can,
or if you think you can't, either way, you're right.
Yeah.
If you think you can, or you think you can't, either way, you're right. And then Ruth, Mary Kay Ash, the Mary Kay person, who you know, the name that brought us all the makeup that I love so much, Ruth.
You wear it?
Oh yeah. I love their stuff. Yeah. She said, "If it is to be, it is up to me." I like that.
Yep. It's all about your attitude. I mean, you can look at it good or you can look at it bad, and it will be good or it will be bad. It's your choice.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, really, and you know, and the thing that I keep talking about this year, Ruth, is what I call the odd couple of small business challenges and opportunities. And the only difference about this year from last year is the relationship between those two. Because you know what? Last year was a pretty good year for a lot of people. But and we had a good year last year, but I still had plenty of challenges along with those opportunities.
And you will always have challenges and opportunities.
Exactly. Exactly.
You can, you know, you really look at it from a perspective of taking what's going on and either making something good out of it or something bad out of it. You know, if you've got an employee who's leaving you, for example, you'll find another one. Or that wasn't the right person or it wasn't the right thing. You can find the people you need to help you and your teams.
Well, see, this is not like owning a business is not like being in college. You know, Ruth, you've seen people who they had a bad semester, and they drop a course, and then they drop another course, and before long they just drop out, and they say, you know, I'm gonna take a semester off. This was too tough this year. I had this problem, that problem. I'm just gonna take a semester off, and they drop out for a while, and then maybe they go back, maybe they don't. And my attitude about what I tell people about small business: if you're a small business owner, if you plan on being in business next year, you don't get to take a semester off, right?
No.
You gotta. If you're gonna be here next year, you gotta be here this year.
Yeah. I call it learning to fail well.
What do you mean by that? Tell us about it.
Because everybody has problems, everybody has challenges, and there's very rarely that you go from point A to point B in a straight line. There are always obstacles. You've got to go around them, under them, through them, you know, break down the walls, whatever else it is, and things go wrong. You fail. You make mistakes. And if you can't get around them and you can't get through them, don't be in business.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. And failure is the harness made of success, isn't it? I mean, they pull together, don't they? I mean, you're going to have for every. I'm trying to think of any successes that I've had that weren't preceded by some level of failure.
Yeah, you learn from them. They're your best learning.
That's how you get success, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Well, even Bill Gates failed. Come on, let's be real here.
Well, you know, the famous Edison's quote, you know, he failed 10,000 times before he found the one, before he hit on something. I think that's
the
been
right
condensed.
Yeah.
I think it's been condensed into a failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Right. Mm-hmm. He just said, I figured out 10,000 ways it didn't work, or 1,000 ways that it didn't work until I found the one way that it did.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the attitude. But now here, Ruth, let's be honest about something here. Everybody can't handle that kind of failure, that kind of rejection.
I agree.
And that's
Don't
the reason why. And that's the reason why. And in a way, it's kind of good because otherwise, where do we get employees?
That's true.
I'm not degrading employees at all. My point is everybody can't have the weight of everybody else on their shoulders. You know, there are people who just can't handle it, and those are the people, as you say, who should not be business owners.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a colleague of mine who started a business a couple of years ago and got a phenomenal offer from a corporation to go work for them full time, basically doing what she's doing just for them. And she took it.
Yeah.
She didn't want the uncertainty of small business anymore.
Well, I've always said that an entrepreneurial employee is just exactly like an entrepreneur, except they don't want to risk their capital. They want to risk your capital.
Mm-hmm.
They still want to take risks. They just would rather risk your capital instead of theirs.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of employees I want.
Yeah. Creative.
Yeah, creative and who can help me push the envelope, but I like your what you're saying about the attitude and I think that's the thing. I think that's really the difference. Now that doesn't mean that if you have a wonderful attitude, everything's going to be rosy.
No.
It just means that you're going to that the only way you're going to deal with some of these challenges is not by throwing more money at it, it's by having a better attitude.
And that's very, very true. The attitude, and it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Ruth, give us that website one more time, please.
www.profitabilitychannel.com.
And the book, the new one?
The Ugly Truth About Managing People.
There it is. It's available at your website, too?
Website and every bookstore, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon,
wherever,
all over the place.
Wherever fine books are sold. Hey, thanks, Ruth, for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
Quick break. Right back. We're going to go across the pond and talk to Stephen Gruber. Stay with us. Stephen Gruber.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.